This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues, brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. First fish consumption advisory issued for Rio Grande. New Mexico governmental agencies recently issued a quote-unquote no-eat advisory for fish in the Rio Grande and the Rio Chama watersheds for polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs. The New Mexico Environment Department, Health Department, State Parks, and Department of Game and Fish advised against eating channel catfish and common carp caught from Abiquiu and Cochiti reservoirs and from the Rio Grande below Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The fish advisory is based on a do-not-eat guidelines for various contaminants established by the Environmental Protection Agencies. This is the first advisory for fish caught from the Rio Grande. PCBs are a group of industrial chemicals that are either oily solids or liquids and have been used in electrical equipment such as transformers and capacitors. The manufacturing of PCBs was banned in 1977 because they bioaccumulate in the environment and are a possible human carcinogen. PCBs prefer to bind with soil rather than to stay in water. As a result, they constantly are redistributed in the environment through air, water, and soil pathways. The further they travel in the environment, the more concentrated PCBs become. PCBs also bind with sediments in the bottom of water bodies. Small organisms and fish ingest the PCBs in the water. The animals are then eaten by larger fish, which further accumulate the PCBs in their bodies. LANL reported in its 2004 environmental surveillance report that they found PCBs and fish in the Rio Grande, both above and below LANL. The report stated, quote, "Some studies have shown concentration of PCBs in fish above LANL to be higher than below LANL, and in other studies, the reverse has been true. Conclusions about contributions from LANL have been less than definitive because the fish are mobile, possibly spending time upstream and downstream from LANL," end quote. However, LANL recently admitted that it may be a source for the PCBs. James Rickman, a LANL spokesperson, said, quote, "Yes, we did use PCBs, and therefore the laboratory is probably a contributing source," end quote. Recent findings of contamination such as chromium in a characterization well for the regional aquifer and the PCBs raise continuing concerns about cleanup at LANL. This week, the DOE requested $90.6 million for environmental cleanup at LANL for fiscal year 2007. This represents a cut of about $55 million. Senator Domenici said a funding cut of this size would violate the consent order for cleanup at LANL signed last March between DOE and the New Mexico Environment Department. Senator Domenici said, quote, "Obviously, this is one budget request that we will have to work through. The DOE will have to explain its rationale behind an idea that will only allow LANL to meet about half of its obligations," end quote. Activists are pleased that Senator Domenici has expressed his concern about the proposed funding cut and his commitment to ensure that the funding is restored. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "We must protect our drinking water supplies. Congress must provide adequate and consistent funding for cleanup activities at LANL. We must hold LANL accountable for the environmental contamination caused by their activities over the past 63 years," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage, nuclearactive.org.